So when I was going through rehab, obviously you get involved with a lot of the service charities, but the main one that I got involved with was the ABF, the Soldiers Charity. I just found them a really, really good charity to work with. One of the main things that they'd done for me was fly, at the time, the military was looking after my next of kin, who was my father. Sometimes I would stay over in Salisbury Hospital to get operations done and stuff like that there. And a few times the ABF paid for my girlfriend Kirsty to come across actually. Just made, they didn't do massive things, but they just made it easier for an amputee to go to the shower. Do you know what I mean? They sort of out my driveway and stuff, because my driveway had a bit of a slope on it. It was all stones at the time. And because they sort of helped me out when I was going through the recovery period, now that I'm sort of up and about and on my leg and doing these sort of things, I like to try and give something back to the charity, whether that be fundraising or whether that just be awareness, you know, just going along and talking to people about the charity and sort of letting them know that there is a charity there that's there for life, that's there for all injured blokes, their families, guys that just got out of the army, all you know, it sort of covers the whole remit of army blokes.
So you were helped an awful lot by ABF, the Soldiers Charity, and you have wanted to give back. And to help raise money, you decided to climb Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I went out and done Kili. The main worry I had was, would my stump be good enough? That was the worry that I had, that I accompanied with the altitude, because you can just get altitude. But it was something that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to do Kilimanjaro. I was actually, there's the race to recovery team that I was in, there was an American that was in that team as well, and he had climbed Kilimanjaro, and he had no legs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I called Mark Zambon. So, a couple of times when I was on the hill, I was thinking, oh, this is sore, and, you know, rubbing the leg and having a, you know, bit of pain and stuff in it. And then I would think, Mark done this with no legs. I can definitely do this. You know, I have to crack on here. I have to man up a little bit. And I eventually got to the top.
Was it as tough as you thought it would be?
Yeah, it was. There was, especially the last day, the first couple of days, little bit hard, just sort of getting into the rhythm, getting into walking that sort of distances and stuff like that there. The next few days weren't too bad, actually. The distances weren't as high. You were climbing up a little bit, but the altitude wasn't really affecting me that much. Downhills were hurting me more than uphills, so I had to really watch the downhills and take it nice and slow. But you get up there and you're filled with the joys of the fact that you've just reached the summit. But no, it was really, really good to get up the top of Kili. Real sense of achievement getting up there.
How long did it take?
All together it was 9 days. I think it was 5 up and 4 down.
Like, we've just touched on a few things that you've done since your injury. What's next?
Well, the next big thing that I'm planning at the minute is the RAM team, which is a team that's going out to race from the west coast to the east coast of America, which I believe is just over 3,000 miles. I don't know if I've made the team yet or not. The selection for it is the end of March, and then the actual event is in June. But I'm going to try and get out there and try and sort of take on this new challenge. I've done a bit of racing, done a bit of hill climbing, now I'll try and do a bit of cycling.